Hello.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person
yes,
who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. I've lost my job. I got fired.
Sorry to hear that.
She had also, before she fired me, had cut my hours drastically. And they've also, we have an app where we could go get our check stubs, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
To verify our employment and everything. The day they fired me, they took me out of that app saying, no longer available pay stubs or tax forms. And also, I don't know if this is the same place I need to file this about, but they owed me a lot of overtime and stuff that I never got paid for and took a week's vacation from me.
Okay, we don't have a fight in that. You would actually have to go through the company with that.
Is there wages and labor that you go through with that?
For us to fight for money that they didn't pay you?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So you just will do my unemployment, right?
Yes, we're just here for your unemployment benefits.
Okay. I didn't know. Somebody told me there was a wages and labor board you could call if you weren't getting paid right.
Okay. This is the unemployment department.
I'm going to file for my unemployment. Yeah, I'm going to do that, but I didn't know if you were the one that did the other two.
All right. And go ahead and provide your social for me.
It's 423-086991.
And that's 423-086991?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you verify your name for me?
Sherry K. Stone.
And your mother's maiden name?
Jesse Anna Mae Savage.
And your driver's license number, please.
I don't have a driver's license. I have an ID card. Will that be sufficient?
Okay, your ID number would be just fine.
Okay, it is... IO136857.
Thank you. And could you please verify your date of birth for me, please, Ms. Stone?
April 17th, 1965.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask a few questions. We'll go ahead and get the claim opened here. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do reading.
Okay. All right. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
Yeah, I need to be drawn disability, but I haven't started it yet.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. And Ms. Stone, what was the highest grade you completed in school?
8th grade.
Okay. All right. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama mm-hmm. Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid mm-hmm. benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. And will it be into a checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And if you have the routing and account number, I'm ready.
Okay. Let me get that for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It take me just a second to go into the app and get it for you.
Oh, take your time, Ms. Stone. Take your time.
Okay, my routing number is 103-100-195.
And my account number is 248-119-179-369.
All right, I have the routing number 103-100-195.
Yes, ma'am.
I have the account number 248-119-179-369.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Now, can I ask you a question? I was told that I could draw unemployment for the hours that she's cut me back so bad. Can I do that?
Now,
before she fired me?
That's going to be, well, just trying to see how I can say that, because you're applying for unemployment now.
Yeah.
So I remember you saying earlier that she had cut your hours.
Yeah, she cut my hours drastically, and even the HR department in our thing said she couldn't do that, that I could draw unemployment on it, but I didn't know that I could.
Yeah, and you could have. You should have called then.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't know.
Yeah, because we would have, paid the difference.
Back and do it, huh?
Yeah, that's the only thing about it, Ms. Stone. They do not backdate claims anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so. All right, and let's see, where were we? All right, so we got that verified. And verify your mailing address for me, please, Ms. Stone.
It's 1501 7th Avenue, apartment 38A, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660.
All right, get that verified in just a second. All right, so I have 1501 7th Avenue, apartment 38A.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Stone, is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
They have the mailing addresses. I use this for my mailing address. That's what Housing Authority gave me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had problems with, like, my light bill going to 505, which they say this was this address a while back, and they changed it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So your residence and your mailing address is the same?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's a good contact phone number for the claim?
Okay, because this phone's probably going to be cut off because I've lost my job. I just got a government phone, so let me give you that phone number, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
Because I want to be able to give you a con. I can be got a hold of. Let's see. It'll be 256-335-8263.
All right, make sure I got that correct. That was 256. You said 355?
335.
335-8263?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got that number in there, Ms. Stone. All right. So the address was never East 7th Street or East 7th Avenue?
That's what I'm saying. They put the East in there, but they never told me when I moved here, and I never have. My mail comes to 1501 7th Avenue.
And that's what I got for you. All okay. Right, Ms. Stone, I got a couple more questions here. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I've never been in the military.
Okay. And did you?
My dad did.
Okay. Well, thank you for his service. All right. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
No, ma'am, I ain't had got no notification about none of that.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked, Ms. Stone?
Okay, it wasn't this Tuesday. It would not have been. Let's see. 2 Mondays ago. Before this Monday.
2 Mondays ago before this Monday. So that would have been
like the 1st or 4th or something.
No. Well, that Monday would have been December 5th.
Okay, that's the last Monday I worked.
Okay. All right, a few more questions here, Ms. Stone. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been physically and mentally? Yeah.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business? All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
I don't have anything like that.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts and your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am. I can't work any morning or midday shifts. I have to work night because that's usually to get a ride.
Okay.
Because I don't own a vehicle.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Stone, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, with not having a car, no more than 10 or 15 at least.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have to get somebody to take me to work.
Okay.
And my health has gotten so bad here recently, I really need to file for my disability, but I haven't got to do it yet.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that. All right. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Well, at least 10 or 11.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right.
They fired me.
Oh. All right. Well, Ms. Stone, what was your job title?
I was cross-trained. I did front and back line. Just put cook.
Okay. All right. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find a job now.
All right. And who was your last employer?
Jack's Family Restaurant.
All right. And may I have their phone number, Ms. Stone?
The corporate number. Do you want the corporate number or the store that I worked at?
The corporate would be fine.
Oh, that's out of Birmingham. Let me see if it's on my phone.
Okay.
Over here. Okay. No, let's see. Okay, the number's 205-674-6543.
All right, that's 205-674-6543.
That's what it says. I don't think that's the right one because
okay.
That doesn't sound right to me. Let me see if there's another one.
Take your time.
I think that was a Jack's down there that I called trying to get the corporate's number. Let's see. Shoot. Let's see. I might have it wrote down in this book. I should have had that ready for y'all in case you asked. Let's see here. 205-945-8167.
All right, 205-945-8167.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your employment start date?
Oh, I started back in January of 2018.
Okay. And that last day you worked again was December 5th of this
year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. And Ms. Stone, what city and state was the work performed in?
Sheffield, Alabama, and Tuscumbia, Alabama. I've worked at two different stores.
Okay. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am, and they even owe me a last check and won't even give it to me.
All right. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Discharged.
Okay. And the reason for your discharge?
Me and the GM got into it and she cussed me and I called her a name, so they let me go.
Okay.
She was threatening me and just cussing at me and stuff, and always sending me home, taking my hours and everything. So we got into it, and I called her a name. I did do it.
Okay. All right. What was the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Well, it was actually the HR department and this new because, see, the problem with this GM is the district manager that was there, she had HR up in the store that day, and she resigned also because they were going to write her up. So they had this new district lady come in. Her name is Michelle somebody, and the HR lady, but I don't know who they remember the last names. Or I know.
No, the first name is just fine. Her name's Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said she's with HR?
No, she's the district manager.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that HR lady's name. I forgot it.
Okay, we'll just keep Michelle there.
They called me on a conference call 2 weeks later and fired me.
All right, and what was the date of your discharge?
Let me see if I can pull that up. It was last Wednesday.
The 7th?
Yeah, whatever Wednesday was last week. They called me Wednesday night, fired me.
Okay. All right. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
They said because I not called her name. They said that it says it in a handbook, but we never even get no handbooks.
So you said it was the manager?
Yeah, the GM. Oh. You're supposed to get 3 write-ups before they discharge you for anything, and I haven't even got the first write-up.
Okay.
But they went ahead and fired me. She had made racial slur marks. She hated white people, and she made that to the area manager twice, and all she done was told her she couldn't say that. But she had threatened me about taking my checks and my hours and stuff. She controlled them,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I got. She didn't like me from the get-go. I'm about one other lady has been there the longest, and that she's had trouble with them too. And matter of fact, when the lady said the racial issue mark, they were in a meeting out in the dining room with the other employee there because she was on her so bad.
Okay. Well, I do have that notated, what happened between you and her.
Okay.
All right. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Did I call her a name? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And
I can't lie about it. I did.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And any prior warnings for that same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Ms. Stone, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Well, I didn't know I was getting discharged. And that happened on that Wednesday, okay, that morning. And so I went home and I called the district manager, Sheila, and she told me to go back to the store because HR was there and talk to HR about what all she'd been doing to me and everything. And then, you know, she found out I couldn't remain and everything. Okay, so Thursday morning, I woke up at 3:30. I have high blood pressure. And because of this stress and all that I've been going through in that store because of this lady, my blood pressure was 200 over 181 at 3:30 in the morning. And every time I lifted my head, I got sick. So I called the store, and Danielle, the manager, answered. She said, "You sound like crap, Stoney." I said, "I can't come in. I'm just throwing up everywhere." So I called out that day. I called my 4 hours prior to what I'm supposed to. I was supposed to be off Friday. And while I was off, in between that time, the GM went in there and changed the schedule and changed my hours. And then she said I was a no-call, no-show. So Friday night, I had called the store to see about, you know, about going to work Saturday morning, the time and everything. And the other, Denisha told me, she said, "Stoney, you was a no-call, no-show today." And I said, "No, ma'am, I wasn't. I was supposed to be off today." She said, "Yeah, I know, but Cheryl changed her schedule. So you have to talk to her before you can come back to work." So in order for me to have verification that I tried to get a hold of her, I text her. And I said, "Miss Cheryl, this is Stoney. I'm trying to get to find out if I go to work tomorrow or not." I said, "So I could go in there and do my job promptly like I'm supposed to." I wasn't a no-call, no-show. I was on the schedule. Now, I'll go in there and do my job if I'm let to do my job and not threatened and stuff. And I said, "I would appreciate if you'd call me back." I had the text message, "Thank you, Sherry Stone." And she never called me. So Saturday morning when I got up, I called the district manager again, Sheila, and she told me to wait right there, not do nothing, and she would get with Brandy because I had been asking for a transfer out of that store. I don't know how many times because of this woman targeting me. And so Saturday afternoon, I get a phone call that Miss Sheila resigned because of she's getting wrote up over this GM after 28 years. So then I called the area manager, Brandy Weatherman, and told her and texted her both that I needed to talk to her about what was going on. She texted me back and said, "I can't talk to you till tomorrow," and this is on Sunday.
Okay,
so she calls me Sunday, and I'm telling her what's going on, and she says, "Well, do you think it's what do you think, threat? What is a threat?" I says, "She's threatening me about how she can control my hours and my paycheck. She cuts my hours. She cusses me and the customers." She says, "Well, you don't think it might be your job performance?" And then I kind of raised my voice with her. I said, "Miss Brandy," I said, "first of all, you need to learn what the word threat means. It does not just mean bodily harm."
Yeah.
That is a threat when you're telling somebody you'll control their hours and their paycheck. And then I said, "As far as my work performance, who goes in those stores and gets the maggots and the filth out of those stores and cleans it for you?" I said, "I might be a little bit late sometimes, but I never am a no-call, no-show like half the people do."
Yes,
I said,
ma'am.
"I don't have write-ups. There's no write-ups for all this." I said, "So my work performance, any manager will tell you how I work." So she says, "Well, I'll get with the new district that was taken up with Miss Sheila's spot, and we'll talk, and I'll call you back." Monday came, I never got a call back. Tuesday came, and I hadn't got a call back. And so I text Miss Brandy, and I said, "Miss Brandy, I need to know something about my job, or I'm going to have to get a lawyer to contact y'all." Then she texts me right back and said, "Don't be threatening me with a lawyer." I said, "Ma'am, I'm not threatening you. See there, that's not a threat. I was just merely thinking that somebody needed to let me know something." And then Wednesday night, I got the conference call to fire me.
Okay. All right. Well, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Is that where I can file taxes?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Ms. Stone, I have your temporary four-digit PIN number. That number is 9165.
Okay. 9165. And what would this be for?
This is your temporary PIN number that you're going to use when you start calling in your weekly certifications every week.
Okay. How do I do that? I'm new to this. I don't know nothing about none of this.
You are fine, Ms. Stone. You are just fine. I'm going to go over the closing statements that's going to have all of the instructions for you.
Okay.
All right. And do you have pen and paper handy?
Yes, ma'am, in my hand.
All right. Okay. So we're going to go over the closing statements and we're going to be done.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim that we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days.
Okay.
However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
.gov. Okay.
All right. You're going to go there and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. And you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification.
I don't understand what that means. Can you tell me what that means, though?
What means, ma'am?
The telephone or internet, like I call in and do what? I mean, tell them that I'm filing for my unemployment?
No, it's when you either when you log in on the website or when you call. There are prompts that you will follow, and it's just questions you'll have to answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm illiterate when it comes to this stuff.
It's okay. All right, so you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits.
Okay.
If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file by the telephone,